Message number 812. Lies very often come dressed as good things. Thursday, June 6, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, how I wish that love would multiply in the world, for then man would truly love his neighbor just as my father commanded, and there would be no wars. Wars are the result of a lack of belief in the one true God. They are caused by fear, hatred, and pride, all of which are enkindled by the power of Satan. As more people turn away from God and reject the need to prepare their souls for a life of glorious eternity, they will fall into much error. When they cannot see the truth, they will be predisposed to believe in lies. Lies very often come dressed as good things. They masquerade as desirable deeds, rightful acts, pleasure, and as alternatives to what is natural. Evil will rarely be seen as such, because that is not how Satan plans his deceit upon mankind. He, the evil one, whose works are seen within the words, deeds, and acts of weak souls, is careful never to reveal himself. He will, through the poor souls he infests, come across as caring, pleasant, and will always present an attractive facade. Cunning, he will draw people into committing acts of evil through temptation, and he will do this by preying on their most vulnerable weaknesses. While he normally seduces through the senses, he will also appeal to those who seek the truth in their faith. This is when he, Satan, will draw souls into a trap where they will accept evil as being good. It will only be at a later stage, when they feel uncomfortable and uneasy, that they will sense that something is wrong. By then, hatred and a disregard for their neighbor will have been manifested within their souls. Then they will believe that those actions which they embark on in the name of God, but which insult God, are for the glory of God. When war is created in the name of God, it is usually not to God the armies of the world pay homage to. When they murder nations and say they honor God, they distance themselves from God and side with the beast. The beast is planning the destruction of humanity in two ways at this point in time. In the first instance, he is destroying life through abortion, murder, and war. In the second instance, he is attacking my church on earth, so that all churches which honor me, Jesus Christ, and my beloved Father are destroyed. In these ways, he will steal souls and prevent them from following the truth and from inheriting my kingdom. Your Jesus.